This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do, 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 do. Exciting and new. Do. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance. Sing it with me.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
The key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's reality gaze. Let's love.
Hello, Chicago.
Chicago. How the fuck are ya?
Woo! The land of meat and potatoes and big dicks. Yes.
I can agree to two of those. I have not yet had
potatoes.
But the night is young.
But the night is young. Thank y'all so much for braving this wonderful, beautiful, warm weather for us.
But it's warmer.
Like, it is warmer.
The last 2 days, it's a fucking ice planet out there.
It is.
And I honestly would have thought twice about coming when I walked out and I was like, this is fucking stupid.
No. We walked out this morning because Poodle had to buy a bag because his old bag broke, even though it was held together by safety pins and tape.
But I believe in using something until it falls apart.
Yeah.
And
that's usually what they say about your ass.
I know.
But so
and
we
you know
go
it's
to get
still
a
ticket.
It's true. But we walked out, it was like 30 degrees, and we were like, this feels great.
And so I'm acclimated to Chicago hell weather now.
You started bitching about it again 10 minutes later.
I do. Well, I was bitching about the fact that, like, there'll be, like, heat here, and then 5 seconds later, there's cold. And my body is like, I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do here, but I'm not interested.
He can't get comfortable. He cannot get comfortable.
I have been comfortable, like, 5 whole times in my life.
And not in Chicago.
No.
Oh, look, Poodle. There's all these people up there.
Hello,
wow.
Balcony.
Oh.
Hello, groundlings.
What happened? Did you try to suck somebody in the
Hello,
bathroom
rabble.
And they threw you up there? Is that what happened? You're just sluts up there. Dirty sluts.
Oh. I have a sad, sad thing to say. You're all sluts. You're, all of you.
All of you.
Your mom's a slut. Your grandma's a slut. Your dad's a slut. Everybody's a slut.
Now, who brought their husbands tonight or their boyfriends? Oh.
Husbands,
oh boy.
I hate to tell you, I did have to close Poodle's playpen here. Unfortunately, I was told it was a fire hazard again.
Yeah. Gary in the booth put a
shibosh
on that.
I was told that the sling would not really fit over the exit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, again, it's homophobic. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure. That's going to be it. Well, we're not getting invited back
basically.
So
men line up in the alley, and I will choose you like Steve Rubell from Studio 54. So
this is what happens when you have a martini before the show.
That's true.
I'm not happy with it. Thank y'all so much for being here.
Y'all,
we're excited.
Anyway, just on a personal note, we realized this is the first stop in our we had a show in LA. It was kind of like our soft launch.
Ain't
nothing soft about this tour though.
No. We're going it hard.
I know. So but this
we're
is
really
our
talking this tour. We're doing it the American way. skin to skin. And I'm going to take my vulva. And I'm going to raw dog Chicago. Raw dog.
I.
Wow, didn't know she's going to come out so quick.
You know when that's. When that season was over, I was like, I never have to hear that voice again. And now, anyway, but I was saying on a serious note,
yes,
that thank you guys. We kind of blew up during the pandemic.
We did,
and so I can't thank you guys enough for changing our lives. We're on tour.
We're on tour.
And I never thought that would happen.
And Chicago is our first stop of our tour. You're the first one.
And
you're popping our cherry.
So. Thank you.
Who knew? It's the last thing we had.
Speak just, for yourself.
It was just holding on going, no, I don't want to go. No, I want to go.
Mine's sitting there like, what else you got?
Yeah. Just has chin hairs at this point. That's it.
I've seen 1,000 sunsets. but no, seriously.
Okay.
I'm glad it's the Jerry Lewis Comedy Hour over here. I'm trying to do one serious thing. Anyway, y'all, I think it's time.
Let's do it.
Should we jump into the podcast?
Let's jump into the podcast.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking.
Oh, you like this. You're dirty.
That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
Ooh, I feel like twerking. Right?
Oh, don't.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west, and I stroke it to the
I like
woman
it.
That I love.
All right. Keep going.
I've been stroking.
All right. Let's do this.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, aren't these gorgeous?
Our booking agent,
Kristen. No, not ACAST. Kristen.
That's what I meant. Never changes. So... we want to thank y'all because some of you were not happy you had to wait for this week's episode.
Yeah.
We apologize. But, you know.
Apparently, the world is a dark place. We're like,
you're the ones getting me through it.
Someone
we
commented on the Patreon and said, I'm extremely disappointed. And I'm like, well, okay.
Go talk to your therapist.
So we're talking about the joy that is before the 90 days, everybody. Let's get into it. Okay, now last night, y'all
the crown jewel in the franchise.
People didn't seem as effusive about before the 90 days last
night.
Oh,
it's my favorite. It's my favorite.
Are y'all liking this season? Okay, yeah, that's what.
Just damage. Just everyone.
Just horrible, horrible, horrible.
I ruffled some feathers last night. When I said who I thought might make it, and there was a group of women over here who were like, yes, yes,
what?
You were right. And then everyone else is like, no.
No. Well, we'll tell you all. So we'll tell you what you
missed.
We did
three couples last night, and we're doing three tonight.
We're getting,
oh!
You just want all the dick, don't you?
Give it to me
all. Give it to me. You know, don't you got to space this out? Golly!
What'd you think? The show was going to be 4 fucking hours?
Yeah, what do you want us to do? He'll need a snack in the middle of that.
I have stamina, but not that kind.
No. No.
I'm done after 20 minutes. Like, when are you leaving?
When are you leaving? Now, we talked about Mike and Jimena on this. When
yes.
He met, and
bonk, 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 bonk,
that
bonk,
is who bonk, Poodle bonk, said thinks he's going to make it.
Here's why. No.
I like that they all booed, and some bitch over here just went, ah!
I like the response that, because you boo like villains in a pantomime. I don't usually get booed.
We get immediate feedback here.
It really does feel like a puppet show sometimes.
It does.
But here's why I say that. Let me preface this. He's going to change to whatever she wants to be. So that's why, and she really wants a good future for her kids.
Or she wants to get dicked down by her prison husband.
Oh, that she's going to do that for as long as possible.
She's going to do that. She's going to, we always go back to that dick in prison.
The only.
I know.
Ain't no dick like a prison dick.
I didn't get HPV for nothing.
We had a woman down here who brought her mother.
This woman
just kind of, she kind of threw her head back, and she was kind of trying to take in so much.
And then
but after a while, she kind of just leaned over.
She's like this. At one point, I looked at her to our daughter and said, "What is pegging?" We explained it. All right, so we talked about Mike and Jimena.
We talked about Mike and Jimena last night.
We also talked about, I'm here to theme. My boyfriend, Thug the Boy.
I promise the show's good.
Why are you sighing? Why are you sighing? Why are you sighing? I'm going to be skin to skin with him, okay? Skin to skin. When he's skin to skin, he's sticking in. I'm a potential.
I mean, here's the potential.
We talked about, yes, Usman and Kim.
And the complete delusion. Yes. Again, y'all, the only way she's getting touched is if she puts that PlayStation 5 down that cooch. It's the only way he's going to get in there.
It vibrates.
The controller
when you hit somebody.
Is actually in her canal.
Yeah.
She may get touched.
PlayStation. Maybe it'll charge down there.
I don't think I've ever said the word canal before.
Well, you have when we talk about Panama.
Panama. We talked about Panama last
night. We did talk about
Gino and Jess, man.
We got to give them something. Tonight, you're getting Memphis and Hamza.
Oh, the most. Oh, I still say, this is the most disturbing person who's been on B90, Memphis.
I just want to say, a Carl's wife in the corner just turned to her friend and said, "I like Hamza." She's a good one. She's a good girl. She's great.
I like Hamza. She's a good girl.
So we're talking about them, and we're also talking about
Ella and Johnny.
And last but not least, Caleb and Alina.
And Elijah.
I kind of think we saved the best for y'all.
It's a good show. We promise.
But
first of all, I'm so happy we get to do this episode because it was the most bonkers so far.
It was bonkers. Bonkers.
Whoa. And I think we haven't even met the super Christian guy with his obvious catfish.
That's going to end in 4 episodes.
Yeah. That's the Yolanda of this season.
I'm not familiar
with reverse image search.
I saw him on Instagram and I said, ooh,
I still say,
you look like my man.
She belongs on the single life.
I'm wishing it into existence. Who thought, how much do you love Debbie on the fucking single life? Did not expect that.
She's been a villain for so long, and it's because everyone else is such trash. And like I've said, it's a troll season.
It is.
Attack of the Trolls. It's
wonderful.
But we're actually liking Natalie. We don't like her.
You feel kind of like when a deer gets hit on the road and loses a leg. Like, you feel
bad
for it.
And, like, has an eye hanging out.
Yes, you want to help it because you saw Bambi, and you're like, okay, I think I should like deers. It's kind of like that. Yeah.
Meanwhile, let's actually talk about
let's
this.
Let's do it. Okay, talk about Memphis and Hamza,
maybe
shall we?
Maybe it was Memphis.
Maybe it was summer nights.
Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me.
And it sure felt right. That's the way it ends.
Yeah, but we always do something at the end.
Well, you fucked that up.
I was waiting for you to do it.
No, I was waiting for you.
Well, that was terrible. I was going to say...
We don't rehearse things.
Maybe... Never mind. I was going to say, like, maybe you need to reevaluate your choices.
Oh, yeah, we usually have a joke. Yeah, I got it now. I'm here. Y'all, I just realized that the name Rosarie means rosary. Poodle had explained it to me last night in the show.
Y'all, this is all authentic shit that I have to deal with.
I don't make this up on that couch. All right.
Here, talk about this because my voice is dry.
Okay, so Memphis and Hansa. Now, he went and picked her up at the airport. They can't talk to each other at all. Like, it is... I just never get
Duolingo
over this.
Duolingo is so cheap.
Get a sponsor, 90 Day. But
we did Babbel for a while.
We
did for the podcast.
Didn't we? Did? No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
That's some other shit you're listening to, not
maybe.
Us. But his
ignore me.
Remember, not only can they not speak the language, he can't drive. So his friend is picking them up.
Yusuf, who Ooh. Is hot.
Whoa.
Okay.
Goosh.
Someone find that Instagram.
Just like water them flowers. Woo.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Mama like.
Oh, he can be my sea of stories. Ooh.
I don't get that.
You didn't get that.
I didn't get that. No, I didn't get
it's
that.
It's a Salman Rushdie novel. That got
what
really obscure.
Fuck?
That's the first Salman Rushdie reference
wow.
of the night.
No more martinis too for you. We are not going to that Maple and Ash place again.
Ooh, it was good.
It was good.
Oh, someone's like, oh, they mentioned a place that we know.
It was good.
So here, y'all, they're so excited. He's like, so what do you think?
Go ahead. So they're getting in the car.
What do you think? And he's like, boobies.
And she's boobies. Like, so how long do we have? Hello with my baby. And he's like,
you know what? Let's just do an
okay,
episode
we're gonna
of
start
90
strong.
Gays, Dunny Day
Y'all,
Gays Theater.
It's time reality for our Gays first Theater. Reality Gays Theater.
Well done. I want to hire you
that
so you don't
fast.
Have to do it.
Too fast. Next time we're doing it slower.
I'm agile.
All right. I'll be playing the role of Memphis. Poodle's going to be playing the role of Hamza. And Yusuf is going to be jacking off in the car. That's
Ooh,
what
I wish.
Imagine.
Let me imagine it.
That's what I imagine. Slowly and kind of intensely looking at me. Licking lips. Like porn granny. Granny.
No! I'm glad that a lot of people have the same reaction to porn granny that I do. I'm like, no!
I don't speak English, but I speak fucking. Because I'm a grandma, and I like to ride that titty dick.
Ride that titty dick.
My vagina's so used up, it just kind of floats over it. Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, a bird's tongue? That's what it looks like when he does that. It's revolting.
I have to inhabit the character.
All right, so.
All right.
I enjoy your, I respect your craft.
We're in a car and action.
So, I'm here. I'm here.
Hello.
Hello, okay. What? So how long? How long's the drive? Just a couple of minutes?
I
didn't map anything.
2 hours.
What?
Two hours.
2 hours? Okay.
Yes.
What? Oh. What? What's that on your phone? What's on your phone? Is that a picture of you? I have a picture of me of you on my phone. I would put a picture of me on my phone. Why do you have a picture of you on your phone and you don't have a picture of me? Why?
Understand?
What? You want to hide me from everyone. Is that it? You have a mistress. Is that it?
Bobbies?
You're carrying on with somebody. You don't want to have any intimacy. You just want to, you know, have me around as a showpiece to show to your mother. At least we're going to be able to fuck in your bedroom, hopefully.
About that.
What about it?
My mother, no sex before marriage. Bobbies?
So you lie to me. So you lie to me.
No lie.
You're a liar? What else are you lying about? What's your real name? Where are you from? Do you even speak English? Do you speak this language? I don't know what you're saying.
Bobbies?
And scene.
Yo.
That was actually more comprehensible than their actual conversation.
And if you watch this, he is desperately on his phone, and he's trying to find something to say.
Oh.
He's trying to translate. This is a question where she thought she knew what she had because she's so ridiculously delusional.
Very.
This is someone who is, as a mental health professional.
And she is.
She's out to lunch. Something she's reliving, we said before, she's reliving all the childhood trauma that she had in foster care.
Yeah.
And she just she's made up everything in her head about this guy. And the idea that she can't have sex, that she can't be physical, is driving her nuts.
Well, and that's validation for her.
I just think she's one of the most disturbed people we've had in a while. And it's not going to go well.
She really bothers you.
She really does bother me.
She's yeah, it's almost
how
like,
can you tell?
Yeah, it's like Stephanie in The Single Life.
Oh!
You get so bothered by her.
She's the worst fucking person in the world.
I don't care that she's in the hospital because of fucking fart. I'm sorry, I don't.
I can handle Jennifer and Jesse. They're terrible. They're terrible. Don't get me wrong.
Come for him.
She's worse. Oh, God.
She thought she had a heart attack because she had gas. You know what? I thought I had a heart attack, too, and it was acid reflux. Join the club, Stephanie. It's called getting older.
Anyway, so he's basically, they get there, and his mother is saying, you know what I wrote down? And this is
what?
Interesting. I feel like Memphis would have been better for Love After Lockup. Think about it.
This makes
Think
sense.
Think about it, y'all. She would have known where he was.
Yes. Yes, actually, especially we haven't.
She could have specially chosen him on a prison website.
Yes, and it would be like Ty, y'all. We haven't released it, but today we watched. We
love
were working it
during lockup.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it in the second act.
Oh gosh, we're going to get there. Oh, it's good. So okay, so they arrive and at his mom's house, and Hamza's like he's nervous.
She's like, still going up more stairs, I guess. I just gotta climb more stairs.
Climb more stairs. It's so many stairs. And so they go in and they meet his mother and his sister. And his sister, his family just seems lovely.
And they're lovely and they're gorgeous and they're helpful. And even the mom who's like tried to be a hard ass about, I don't want you like fucking my son in
she's
my
apartment.
She's
not gonna say anything because
but,
it's
you know,
her baby.
I'm gonna try to be a little bit nice. She's like, I can't fuck you in your room. And he's
like, well, he suddenly learns English and says, I can come in here after she goes to bed.
And
did you see how quickly he spit the language out?
That's the phrase you learn.
Oh my God.
In any language.
I wrote in all caps, poodle move. Right here. Poodle move.
Vietnamese. Wow. Arabic. Spanish.
How many
Tagalog.
Wow.
Anything. I can speak it in any language with perfect proficiency.
You could fuck a Klingon after their mother went to bed. That was really disturbing. Oh, God, stop. Stop. I'm so sorry I said that.
We just crossed into a niche area that we're never going to be able to get back
never
from.
Never going to get back.
I feel embarrassed.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Wow.
So anyway, y'all, they're like, so Hamza's going to sleep on the couch. And she's like.
She's like, no. Hamza's going to sleep on the couch. And Memphis's like, okay. And she's like, I'm going to be her guest and I'm going to respect her. And I was like.
Famous fucking last words.
Where Poodle's been Hamza, I've been Memphis saying, I'm not going to do this. I swear I'm not going to do this. Stick it in! So,
now,
as soon as she said it, I knew she was lying.
She says, well, Hamza, if we can't have sexy time before we get married, we're going to have a problem.
We're going to have a problem, Hamza.
So immediately, we're a Karen. It only took 10 minutes from going into his house.
Yes.
Where she's like, I need to try before I buy.
And, I mean.
Which I agree with.
I agree with.
But the fact that she's getting married like 3 days later.
No.
Anyway.
No.
So she's just like, so it's going to be a problem. And if we're right here, she's like, what about a hotel room? And he's like, it's not a big deal. I can just like sneak into your room. And but I will say, I am your mother's guest and I need to respect her. Y'all, the next day, the mom is like, of course up early, because every mom is. And she's like, knock, knock, knock. Hamza.
Oh,
and of course.
He's like, I'm coming. And she goes, uh-huh.
Are you?
And then she hears voices. And you literally see her, again, in any language, you can see a mother clenching up, just fearful that her son just impregnated someone. Happened and, the same thing to my mother, too.
Anyway.
Not with me. Never really worked
out. So Hamza kind of...
Except for that, when I was watching that Annette Funicello movie with my girlfriend, and she said that was heavy petting.
Can you imagine your mother saying the phrase heavy petting to you?
Sad part is I had to record the Annette Funicello movie on the VCR so I could watch it the next day. I wasn't going to miss that. Matthew, do you think that's a little bit of heavy petting? I'm telling you.
Were you turned on by it?
No. Well, it was just, Annette was there. She was in her Masketeer outfit, and then my girlfriend was there.
Did you want to be her?
Maybe. Frankie Avalon was hot.
We have to move on.
I was a very complicated child.
Well, nothing's changed.
It's true. I have a cousin here tonight. He can attest to that. So Aunt Darla's son is here tonight. Oh, yeah.
Aunt Dodo.
Aunt Dodo. Aunt Darla. Yeah, he's here.
So, y'all, we did see a little snippet of what's going to come up. And she's like, we need to talk about that you were a little fast. You finished a little fast.
That's what we're going to see. Instead, though, but wait, you skipped
over. Okay. But
she opens the door, and mom sees her, and Hamza's mom just goes, oh. And she's just like clutching.
But she could have flipped her shit, and she chose not to.
I don't think
she chose to go into the other room.
This woman keeps it all in because sadly, I bet she was she got divorced in her culture,
yeah.
And our culture threw her away, and she feels like her voice isn't valid. Wow, that just got real. Wow, that just got dick joke.
Y'all,
but it's true. I think that all
connects.
And with that, we should move on.
Why don't we move on?
We should move on.
Oh, Lord, help.
All right. It's time.
I call upon the spirit of the North Wind.
Oh.
Dis-moi.
Stick it in. Anna, may I like Asian men?
Hari cosplay Naruto. Sailor Moon, Nawite Yaru.
So,
barbecue sauce.
If you think that was the newest Chili's commercial, you're a dumb bitch. We're talking about Ella. We're talking about Ella and
now,
Johnny.
There is a constant thing that we have to talk about with Ella when it is it cosplay or is it straight up racism? One or the other, are they a kind of intersecting?
There's a line.
Is it a beautiful Venn diagram of complete insensitivity?
Oh, golly.
And I'm kind of shocked that... No, I'm not shocked at all. These producers for 90 Day went,
no.
Yes, do whatever you do. Sure, the witchcraft. Sure.
Sure.
Give us all the witchcraft. Give us all the horse riding. Give us everything.
Can you paint your bathroom purple, too? Just
yes.
So it all makes sense.
And she's like, what else do we need? They're like, do you have a wig?
Do you have a wig
that you can chat with him for? And she's like, of course.
Of course. Like, I really feel like if Johnny ever comes over, he's just going to make
That's never going to happen.
I don't think so. But if that ever happens, hand to God, he's going to make her dress. What was that noise? I thought I heard a noise. It's haunted. The theater's haunted. Gary, what the fuck is happening, Gary? Are you pressing buttons? Anyway, swear to God, she's going to have to dress up as Jodie Foster because Johnny loves Bruce Willis, and they're going to have to reenact Maverick if he comes over here.
Bruce Willis wasn't in Maverick.
Not Bruce Willis. Mel Gibson. You know Johnny loves Mel Gibson and Maverick.
Where did you pull this movie out of, and why is it the ultimate cowboy?
Because it's a western. You it's like a Maverick?
Westerns are like the good, the bad, and the ugly. Those
Johnny
are classic.
Doesn't like, no, I'm telling you, it's like fucking Maverick. I'm just saying. I don't think you watched that movie. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I did, but that movie is 25 years old, and it's not a classic.
It did come out.
Was it part of your sexual awakening?
No, it was out. It came out before.
Jodie Foster's like, "Hello, Mel Gibson. I'm in Maverick."
Yeah.
It's also my Holly Hunter.
Maverick came out before. It was before I was born.
Okay.
You would know. You were alive. I wasn't.
Let's move on.
We're alive.
I saw that movie in the theater with Mother Poodle, and she's like, "I've always loved Mel Gibson." Come on. I didn't like The Passion of the Christ, though. It was a really long movie. Who needed that? I know how it ended. Come on.
She probably didn't like it, too, because I don't think he was in it.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. That's why she likes it.
It's too much blood and guts. Ugh.
What? Jesus should be pretty.
When I was home at Christmas, we were listening, and she has weird, like, likes and dislikes. All of a sudden, she's like, "Ugh, I don't like Frank Sinatra singing Christmas songs." I'm like, "That's everywhere. She's like, "Ugh, it's too much for me." I was like, okay. So let me add that to the list.
I don't know what that's like at all.
I know. Anyway, y'all, we're manifesting witchcraft.
We are manifesting witchcraft.
I've been Wiccan for like a year.
And I think it's a really proactive way to live life.
And the Sacred Journey, who is my coven, this is Virginia, this is Kesha, this is Marigold, this is Tiger Lily.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Burlap is coming.
Yeah.
She had to let her dad
and they're
borrow
like,
her
get
veil.
Your moon water. Y'all, the thing is, people who practice witchcraft, that's a really important thing
it really
for them,
is.
And I'm not making fun of it at all.
Oh, you're totally into that
I'm totally
shit.
Into it.
Just asked to be in our friend's coven in real life.
I know.
He really
I would be a great coven member. I would send a lot of revenge spells on all men.
That just freaked out some people. And they thought, Carl! Praying for Poodle. I think he's a deviler.
More than you know, Carl's wife.
I don't like that.
More than you know.
Shoot her. Go get me one of them devil cakes from the kitchen, by the way. Go on, shoot her. Carl, no, my sugars are fine.
All right.
He's still in the man cave.
Don't worry if you're a Carl's wife. Poodle's not a Satanist. He just likes
I'm
crystals.
Not. Yes. I just like devils.
Exactly.
I'm very turned on by the aspect of the devil general.
Well, but Wiccan actually is all about nature, and it really is a beautiful thing. But
that's
true. She really is making it look like
it's a
cosplay thing
ridiculous.
For her.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
It's another, like, cosplay is a thing. People do that, and they spend a lot of time doing it, and it's really great dress-up. She's trying out lifestyles, which I don't think is as healthy.
I know.
Yeah, because she's trying to find something that makes her feel better about herself. And you can just see each thing trying out. She's like, yeah. And when she went, hee-yah, in the first episode, everyone went.
I thought we stopped saying that in 1987.
We got a really helpful Instagram message about it because we commented on it. And they're like, it's more that it was already being made fun of with people in karate movies. So it's actually like a release of doing martial arts. You make that sound, but it doesn't have to be hee-yah like people were doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just
Again,
not good. And
there's that line. There's that line.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but that's all we got from her, right?
That's all from her.
For now.
Let's go to China!
China! Poodle's favorite place he almost never got out of.
I've got to say, I did not go to Jinan.
Really?
But I did not go there. Okay. I went a lot of places, though.
Did.
But Johnny is eccentric, And he's putting on his hazmat suit. He's like, I do not want to get COVID.
Well, to be honest, when this was filmed a long time ago, I remember because I had to fly back for Dad's fake cancer. And I was like, do I get a hazmat suit and put on? You didn't know. You didn't know. Okay, it was just me.
All yeah, right, no one's right. going to wear a hazmat suit.
Guess I was a little paranoid.
So anyway, he goes to – he's concerned for Ella and her weight. He's like, I have to be there to help her lose weight. And I don't know if this is something they've talked about or he's just like, I need to help you lose weight. But he goes to a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. And I don't know if you guys know about Chinese medicine. If you basically, if you go to the doctor, if you go to a pharmacy in China, it's traditional Chinese medicine. You have to go to some place. If you want,
not
like,
a Rite Aid.
No. Like everything. If you have a cold, you go to a and they give you some herbs.
I love my herb guy in L.A. His name's Majid. He's great. Let me know. I'll give you his number. Love him. It's in
great.
Culver City.
Is he
great.
Sponsoring us?
You want to talk about Peloton again?
Anyway, what I was going to say is it's actually hard, unless you go to a Walmart or something, it's hard to get like even Tylenol.
Yeah,
so they
don't
say
do that.
Bring everything. So this is he's the herbs thing is real. That's just like
I love
him going,
that we could see this part of life. I didn't love that he was getting herbs to help his girlfriend lose weight.
And she's like, "Yeah, Americans, they eat dessert."
This doctor was brutal.
Now I will say,
she like looked at her. It was like a casting director looked at a picture and went, "Yeah, Americans, I've seen them all." Just
she goes.
Lazy
she's
people eat sweets.
Now, I will say, when people are overweight, especially the cities, a lot of the cities we went to in middle of China, they were looked at as you either are lazy, and you do not work hard enough. So that is a cultural thing.
Not going to China.
So
I think I'll stay here.
It was so they're already dealing with cultural elements, and he's having to. So his idea is she's just not working hard enough at it.
Yeah.
So again, I don't think they've, and she's not really said anything about it. She's like, yeah, come over and help me lose weight. Shoot, come on over.
But in the flip side, I think they both have unrealistic expectations because he is going there, and they actually have they talk a little bit, but he actually thinks this ranch life is not going to be. He doesn't think this is going
to
be hard at all.
He wants to become a cowboy.
Do we have any cowboy sissies in here who work on a ranch?
Ooh, oh. Especially Ben.
Oh, please no. But we do have some that y'all. It's really fucking hard work. And again, I think he thinks this is just going to be. They're going to ride horses.
Yeah.
Go on a camp out. He's going to be shoveling horse shit.
She's
have a different idea of this.
He does say, I'm attracted to American women because they are sexy and independent, and I want to become a redneck cowboy. Yeehaw! It's going to go great.
It's going to. This is where I go back. This is why when we talk about the line of is she fetishizing or not, in a way, I kind of feel like it's just.
Their fetishes work for one another.
But they're fetishizing each other, so I'm like. Okay, I guess but you're not hurting anybody, so...
For us, we cringe more for her because it's reflective of the worst parts of culture that we know.
I agree.
Of, like, painting all of Asia with a really broad brush.
Yes.
Fetishizing people for their both their looks and all their cultural things we assume about them.
Yes,
so
but
that's what
but
it is
he
for
seems
her.
But we get upset by that. He seems fine with it.
Yeah.
In fact, he seems happy that she's getting off on that, which I don't get.
It's kind of like how Alina was excited to see the backpack, which we're going to talk about.
I want to throw this microphone.
I thought it was very flattering.
Oh, I'm going to tie it. Oh, boy.
So anyway,
so let's go. He goes to see his friends.
They're having lunch, and he's like, "How's your girlfriend?" He's like, "We have a sparkle.
We've got a sparkle."
And they're basically saying he's going to apply for a Singapore visa,
yes.
So he can quarantine there. He's going to quit his job.
Quit his job.
And he
his
is
good
supporting
job.
His family. He is pinning all his hopes on Ella.
Hey.
Ooh. Oh, no. Yeah. So, and the most
Rihanna
interesting
don't.
Thing I would have loved to have, when the friend said, this was the ultimate irony, and I laughed, but I laughed also because I knew what the Chinese think of Americans. They're like, you're going to America? The pandemic is severe there.
They're like, maybe wait until after the pandemic.
And but I just went, but Americans, I can just imagine like my like Fox News umbrellas. Wait a minute, this is China, and they're saying this. Y'all, people in China wear masks everywhere, whether they want to. I'll never forget the last couple of concerts we had in Shanghai. Everyone was in the audience was masked. And the pandemic, the Chinese government had not yet told everyone that there was a pandemic yet. But they just knew. So, and that was when, I think I've told this on the podcast, that was when we drove past the interstate and there was like a blocked exit and there were like thousands of cars behind it and they weren't letting them on the freeway. And I was like, that's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
That was darker than what I said earlier.
Anyway, you gotta have a little bit of sour with your sweet bitches.
You do. So,
that's my name, Sour, in college.
He tells sour. Him, he's like, I love Ella. She's got me through dark days. And he said, I want to be a gentleman. And he's all in for it. And his friends are like, okay.
He says, I'm lonely. And I've been divorced a long time. I want my son to have a parent besides me. And so let's talk about the video chats.
Yeah. Anybody bring their blonde wig? Anybody? Let's just call this out right here. We bought some shitty wigs. Whether it's Santee Alley in Los Angeles, whether it's not even Amazon. It's like Alibaba.net. We have bought some shitty wigs. And I just want to say, this is one of the shittiest wigs I've ever seen in my life.
This is like a fiberglass wig. It's so bad.
And I will take a stance on wigs, and you should too.
It's something that's very important to us.
Very important
to
us. So
she's like, I'm dressed as Naruto, who is a male character, but actually turns into a very sexy, naked lady with breasts.
With clouds just on their private parts.
Yeah. And the way she delivers this in such a way, the producer is just sitting there behind her going, oh, my God. Yes. Keep going. Anything. What else you got? And the thing is, she puts on the wig. You can see her fucking hair through it. Even though she's wearing a wig cap.
Deplorable. Don't be seen on TV.
And the first thing he says is, whoa!
Hey! She's like, hey.
Hey. Now, you might think this was a sexy whoa, but it was more like,
whoa. And he kind of even said, like he just kind
of said,
that's
a lot to take in.
Yeah, he said, that's a very beautiful wig.
Like Sailor Moon, she's like, yeah. Or more like Naruto, you know, the guy who turns into a woman. He's like, that's too kinky for me. I mean, yeah, great. And so she finally is like, oh, she realized that he wasn't into it.
No, so she's like, this is hot.
You want me to take off the wig? It's really hot.
It's hot. That's a poodle move, too.
It is.
And so they start talking about cosplay, and they kind of have like this normal conversation.
This is what gets
that's
weird
why I'm like,
about them.
Wait a minute, are they gonna make
it's,
it?
She gets emotional and she like opens up to him a little bit. And I think if he did come to the U.S., which he will not,
I don't know. I have a
nope. I will eat Ella's wig if he comes to the U.S.
Whoa.
I'm saying this now.
That's
I will eat it with a lovely beurre blanc. And he will never set foot in Idaho. Nope.
Okay. Nope. All right.
Nerp de derp. It's going to be, his family is going to dissuade him. He'll decide he misses his son too much. It's all the markers are already there. It's DOA. 90-day DOA.
We don't want to be right, y'all. We don't want to be right.
Nerp. So we're working. No, we're not a
Never.
They talk about ranch life again, and I kind of already brought this up, but...
And he's like, we can go buy some more sexy outfits. And he's, like, kind of excited. He's like, yeah, we can do cosplay.
No, I think he's actually was into this part, like, the cosplay.
I can't tell, because I don't know if he's kind of in shock in general, or he's just repeating what she has told him.
No, I think that he's... Because she's like, you know, ranch stuff is hard. He said, I think he's a little bit... Just wants to be nice and doesn't want to tell her what maybe he really
thinks.
That's
what I'm saying.
Because he says, I will try my best. And I'm like, no, honey, this is ranch life. Like, this is not...
I think he's gotten to a place in his life where he's like, I'm really bored. This isn't working for me. This job going all the way to Jinan is I've got to do something, anything.
These
and
people,
she's reaching out.
They're the American tale, both of them. They're somewhere out there, and they need. They're both so lonely. They both need someone, and so they couldn't. I guarantee you, because Ella feels like an outcast wherever she is, and here in the U.S. I guarantee you, we even kind of saw with Johnny's friends. Have they kind of like?
Yeah, he's the loser of the group.
He's the loser of the group, and there are two losers who found each other who want to make a life together. Which is kind of sweet.
We that's just made y'all like them.
That's where I'm kind of like.
I still don't.
But I'm like, but if you want to raise kids and you want to dress in this geisha outfit and you want to dress like Cool Hand Luke, sure. Sure, live a life.
I'm excited about the ranch. I like animals. I like the zoo.
I like
as
the zoo.
As he said.
I like the zoo. It's different.
But I will say, he says, I'm worried about Stony. And
that's
being away from him for so long, and but he does.
And he's worried about if something happens.
That's the scariest
it's
part.
It's a pandemic, so he can't fly back.
And she says, though,
she just starts crying.
You make me happy every single day. So in
it's
a way,
sweet,
who are we to say that
sad.
That's not okay?
It's sweet, but it's sad.
Again, I just kind of go, I'm glad I'm not you. That's why I watch this show. I'm kind of together. Thank you for nothing.
Can we take a vote on that? Yeah, I don't think you want to see
anyway,
that.
Anyway, y'all, that's...
We've all seen your Ugg shoe. You were not together.
I like to have things until they wear out.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, that is Johnny and Ella.
That is a Johnny and Ella. All
we
right.
We come to a part of the show.
Yes.
Called Shoutouts.
We're
Let's do some
shoutouts.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now,
yes.
Don't forget to say you will.
Don't clap, you fuckers, clap. Do this.
All right, here we
They're
go.
They're shorter than the first show, I promise.
This says, for the love of God, no more Stephanie's fart jar post submissions in the Facebook group. Love the moderators, the mod squad.
They're sick of it. Do we have any mods in the audience tonight?
We had one last night.
Yet?
Oh, yes!
Yes, thank you, Sissy. All right. For Viva, who will always be... My bus driver, being with the boys and you is ideal. Oh, you're up there.
Hey, Viva.
Viva.
Viva. Viva. Viva le bleu.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I think it's a soccer chant. Don't ask me how I remember that.
Someone probably said it to you in your ear when
Viva,
he was coming.
Viva, Viva,
yeah,
Viva.
That's what happened.
So,
wow.
Oh, I'm next. Shout out to Andrea for introducing me to Reality Gay's best sister-in-law ever, Teresa.
Yay. All right. Oh, wow, I love this. Shout out to my almost fiancé for indulging in 90-day fuckery with me. I love you, Bridget.
And thanks for fucking me.
Thanks for raw-dogging me.
Shout out to my fellow dick pig, Mandy. Thanks for braving the cold to see my favorite queens, Nikki.
A graduation, an engagement, and a promotion walk and a show.
Walk into a shower.
Oh, a shower. You didn't
show
it right.
It is show.
Show. It's show.
Yeah, we get some formatting issues on our thing.
We were using,
you know what? This is janky as fuck.
We were using the business center in the hotel, and it was difficult.
The conference center was a Dell computer hooked up to an old printer. We did the best we could.
Okay, let me say that again. A graduation, an engagement, and a promotion walk into a show. I love you, bitches.
Kate!
Thank you, Kate.
Boy, we fucked that up.
Did.
What's the next one? Is me, right?
Yeah.
Tony Wan Kenobi. Thank you for taking me to RG. That's our show. Hoping you can come home with me and not Poodle. Anakin. Where's Tony? Let's see what I can do. Oh, there he is.
Where? Oh.
Oh, he's shy. You don't have to be shy with me, Tony.
Pretty soon you're going to be knocking at the back door, if you know what I mean.
My lightsaber's all ready.
Tony, I sucked your cock. And you may call me father.
Just line up right out here.
We'll do a test. Star Wars. By the way, y'all, remember, it ain't cheating.
If it's with Boodle.
Exactly. If it's with Boodle.
Your turn.
Where is mine? Oh, yeah. Eliza. Eliza said.
She's going to do a shout out for
everything. She said, I'm manifesting another successful live show. She said, are the gays funny? Did you pee laughing yet?
Not yet.
To Matt, thanks for being here with me to listen to more people talk about trash TV. Love, Kelsey.
Aw. Okay, shout out to L.A. Grace. Thanks for coming with me tonight, but you're wrong about Jesse being hot. Shame.
Oh!
This is from Jessica.
It is an illusion.
Jessica. No, well, I still say...
You have to pay for that for the rest of your fucking life.
I think his asshole tastes like homemade vanilla ice cream.
Oh!
Yep. Just smooth, creamy. You just
shut
wanna
up!
Like, ooh. Yeah. You know what? Maybe I would top that.
No, you wouldn't. You're like, what is this?
I couldn't top a tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, just... All right.
What's the next one? Me. Kelly, yeah. Exactly 6 months from today, you'll be getting married.
Oh.
300 days left of dick pigging.
It's from Aaron. All right. To Annie, my best friend in all areas of life, including... Riding the girth train. Margaret.
Girth train's coming. Coming around the bend.
Coming around the bend.
And he likes to ride that girth train. Like Margaret does too. And he's gonna turn the girth train. Margaret on the girth train. Come on, children. Way to the girth train. You can't ride that girth train because you're children. But Margaret and Annie like to ride that girth train. You're up and down, up and down, up and down of the girth train coming. That's the first live girth train.
That's the first live girth train. One of my best friends brought her boyfriend, and she just went, I'm so sorry. Sorry, Z.
Shout out to the guys who picked January to come to Chicago. Yeah, no shit. Bright spot in a dreary month.
Yeah. We're going to do that again.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
We're really going to do that again. Okay. I tried to buy VIP tickets whilst on vacation in Mexico, but I sold out. But
that's just a complaint.
Someone just read. Well, bitch, get online quicker.
Shout out to Jackie and Jeff. I'm sorry. Miss COVID ruined our plans, but I love you both so much.
That's what I do.
Go away, Miss Cova.
You just think you're going to come see a show, and I say, just kid, you're going to stay home and eat that hungry man meal.
Go away, y'all.
Wait, we have one more shout out. We have a shout out to somebody who's here tonight, too. We're going to call them Gary, but
Gary,
it's actually
her
Olivia,
name is Olivia,
in
our
the
lighting
booth.
Person.
It's her
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Olivia. Happy birthday to you.
It really sucks when someone has a microphone during in harmony. I apologize.
I apologize for you, too.
I did a death cant.
Y'all,
guess what this is time for? Go make those duffel bags smaller so we don't have to carry
them
back. I swear
to God, I'm throwing them out the window of the Uber.
Please, go. This is your time. Go buy some
merch. Go buy some t-shirts. They're cute.
Hey, show of hand, who's a sissy here alone?
Make friends.
Today you're making friends. So find a sissy, grab a drink, grab a shirt. We'll see you after the intermission.
See you next too.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Song Finch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Song Finch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, y'all, we're here. This is a part that we call the Reality Roundup Preview
Reality
Edition.
Reality Gaze Roundup.
Because guess what? What premieres tomorrow? No, 2 days on Monday.
Darcy and Stacey's Season 4.
We're in Miami.
Who's excited?
We do it big.
Doing it big.
Popping bottles.
Gonna do it big.
Five bottles.
With this.
Got on the plane. Rig. We're the business.
But I don't know the words to this song.
I am convinced that is one of two. There's two things happening there. That is not an actual single.
No.
They never recorded it.
No.
Because it seems like when they went on stage, neither of them knew the words.
No.
And like it had been sent to them on an iPhone.
What just happened to both of us in that last song?
That's fair.
That's fair. We didn't know those words.
I was only disturbed because you went up.
Yeah.
It's usually me with lyrics, you guys, that I fuck up. But
it's true. I forget choreography. Hey, they did get new faces again. Did you see?
And, you know...
They did this threading thing.
I want the best for them.
We love them. Like, they are our queens, but... Do some inner work. Some inner pulling.
Do some inner face.
An inner
work.
Nip and tuck. Instead of that one therapy session Darcy needs to go for a couple of years.
She's like, I'm killing you. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Got it. So Georgie, by the way, has an OnlyFans.
No dick yet, I've heard.
I have a subscription.
And supposedly. Stacey and Florian are getting married in a bigger ceremony.
I'll take your this for a liar. No.
Y'all don't realize when he
does... I walk down Mary Jesus Lord for you.
I think your Florian is like my porn granny. I hate watching you do it.
I do.
It just looks painful.
It's take generation. Don't do it. Let's. pretty good. It also takes high larynx.
Yeah.
He just
celebrated Christmas like 3 days ago.
I don't. Don't Santa Claus no come during Christmas. Santa Claus come in New Year's. You fucking idiot. Who fucking does that?
Some bitch over there was waiting to hear that. Just went. Ah!
Is that it?
Fucking Santa Claus coming. Fucking 25th.
I love you, sissies. Y'all are great.
Y'all, let's talk about something even more pressing.
Okay.
And that is Lulu! Been found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all.
Of love in the first degree.
Yeah.
But I don't mind.
No, you don't mind sugars.
As long as you're here with me. Who is it? The judge and the jury.
Jury.
When they heard my
yeah.
What'd they do? You know, they sent me up the rail.
Straight up. No, I mean gay up. Go over and see them.
And I put the blame on me. So, lock me up, put away the key.
Ooh, ooh,
I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time and I'm feeling a burn. I'm just a prisoner of love.
It's love after lockup, y'all.
Yes.
I love that jumpsuit on you.
Those little Debbie cakes. Where do they go?
Everywhere. All right, y'all.
All right.
Who?
Go walk over there. Say hi to those people so they can
Hello.
Look at your ass.
I know. I've been.
They want to look at I'm your like... ass. Show them your ass. Show them. Show them.
You just
I'm
put
coming
me
over
out
here.
In a really uncomfortable way. I'm stage left and it feels weird.
You just spit alcohol up your nose. I'm so sorry.
I just went, y'all, so I know sorry. A lot of you guys are asking one question tonight, and it's that, Poodle, why are you not dancing professionally? And I like the coughing fit that was just had
Someone
here.
Did a spit take, and I appreciated that.
I'm asked that a lot, and I chose... the musical arts instead of the dance arts.
Yeah.
And
I think that was a good choice.
My teachers still talk about it.
You can see Poodle dance on picklefinder.net.
Yeah.
Just search for Piano Cat.
Instead of tendus and pensées, I chose dicks. Let's be honest.
I chose dicks. Has anybody watched
Love During Lockup? It was on Friday, so it came on last night.
It's better. It's like the best. This is not like Star Wars where it just gets worse.
Ty! Oh my God! Ty is an actual evil cartoon.
Yes, she is an evil cartoon.
This is the woman who's like, I've got all these men. They're going to be in 3 bulletin boards. They're going to be in my vision board first, and I decide if I like them or not. And then they're going to be in my, what was it?
Potential.
No, sorry, the potential. There's a middle one. And then there was a to-do board.
To-do board.
Whatever the fuck that is.
And
she's seeing like 20 guys who are incarcerated.
She is.
And she's upset. She's like, why are you playing on my phone?
You playing on my phone. Now, then there's Gabby, who's actually conning the man in prison, who's taking like $60,000 from this guy, and her mom is like,
what are you doing,
what
Gabby?
What are you doing, Gabby?
She's from Brooklyn, New York.
It's good.
She actually, and Gabby said in the weirdest way, like the most, it was cringe-inducing, and they're like, where'd you get your settlement from? And Gabby's like, I don't know, like some guys beat him up in prison. It's like, whatever. It's like, I don't know. He, like, told me about it.
Was it traumatic?
It was like a guard thing, and they, like, knocked his head open and, like, blah, blah, blah. That's the way she explained the $150,000 settlement of prison guard brutality that happened. She's very empathetic, that one.
WeTV should give us... I did send a very lengthy email to WeTV about their episode number.
Because listen to what this is!
And I suggest you all do it on their website, and it will be ignored.
But because it's like a group of lemurs
who
work there.
Episode 61.
They're just pressing the keyboards.
Kyle and Kim hate it. It makes them so angry. Anyway, Craig, shout out to Cray Cray. We love Cray Cray.
Kyle and Kim, y'all. So y'all
and Pink Shade, love them.
Pink Shade,
love them.
Those are all our friends. And if you guys, like I said, you please listen to all these podcasts. We are all very different.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we talk about dicks most.
Yeah. You know, the best comment I ever had, that we've ever had, is when we were just on Watch What Crappens with Ronnie and Ben.
Also which, our good friends.
Which will be in New York City.
Our crossover.
Yeah, New York City when they are.
You like Housewives? They're
the
go-to.
Best.
They're
but
the
somebody
best.
Tweeted and said, Ronnie and Ben, it's like your slutty country cousins came to visit. That's appropriate.
Hey there, LMA. I'm here to get fucked.
My name's Darla Jean, and I sure do like a dick.
Y'all, I gotta say, there's hot boys in Chicago. My grinder has been blowing the fuck up ever since I've been here. Wow. Oh, that's what people have been saying. Here's the thing. I can't really be around a lot of people because of Miss Kova. But
my name is Omicron, and I will prevent you from getting the dick.
Okay.
Ooh, grinder.
No,
there we go.
Put your phone away. Put it down.
Okay.
Put it down.
Broop, broop, broop.
Put it down.
I'm telling you, they are hot boys, and they're smart.
All right. Are we
the
ready?
The gay ones are anyway. Sorry, dumb straight ones.
This is going to be...
If you're here.
The quicker we finish the show, the quicker you get to go have sex.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to the podcast, everybody, shall we? Let's do it.
It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
Yeah. Too hot to handle, y'all.
Oh, strap it on.
Too hot to handle. It's the new
this
show.
This was the we every
people
theme song.
Win a lot of dough.
They got
this was my favorite.
Australians in the mix.
This and, well, no, I think I like Bling Empire the most.
His pretty people think
I still like Smothered the most. But we were going to do Smothered tonight. And
Poodle
I'm
can't
like,
sing a high A tonight.
How dare you? Y'all, we had some. I just got to say this. An Instagram conversation I had. They're like, these two Sopranos can't wait to see you tonight. Who's that? Maybe that's
last
night.
They didn't come.
Omicron.
Omicron. No, I think that was last night.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
But they said.
Remember, she talked to us
at
the VIP.
And I'm like, I hit a high A. And they're like, only an A?
Oh.
I went, well, don't tell that to a tenor, because I'll start screaming in this act. There you go. Y'all, it's time to talk. What?
No, I'm just listening to you. You told
Please
me to
don't.
Listen.
We did a thing. And we're like, we're going to listen to one another. Y'all, we've talked over each other
the entire time. Let's talk about Caleb and Alina.
Caleb and Alina.
All right.
Okay. He walks out there with these dumpy motherfucking leggings on, y'all. Fucking LuLaRoe rack.
No, they're not. They're Meggings. Like, he bought them from the Meggings store.
Meggings store. Oh, and the thing is, his body is good, but, like, his ass is so dumpy.
His ass has dumpy ass. He had the long hair.
We were a little misled because we think he's got a big dick.
He does. He does have
a
big dick.
But I want to say one thing about... Neither Elijah nor Alina made a good showing this episode. So we're kind of getting into both of them suck categories.
Possibly.
And so,
I just got to say something. And I feel like this sissy over here is with me. Was anybody attracted to Caleb just a little bit? Thank you. Thank you. We watch too much early Brad Pitt.
No, but instead it's like, it's not Legends of the Fall. It's like that episode of Brad Pitt when he was on Friends. It's like...
That's accurate.
I love when jokes go wrong.
That's
my favorite.
I don't know. He's kind of cute until he opens his mouth. Although when they did pan down and I saw the leggings,
I've soured.
Were you still into the leggings? Okay. Was anyone into the leggings? Okay, just checking.
Shut up! Don't stop talking about it, please. So I want to just talk. So he brings her coffee. I will say he's a big douche. It is obvious he's a huge douche.
Yes, he's a big douche. He's a big just
and
dude. Yeah, bro.
And she, but I there's this thing that she's trying to do, like her like seduction fantasy by him. And he's like,
I don't think it's.
What if I wanted American coffee with American cream, like you could squirt in my coffee. Or something. Like, you know, yeah. She would have said something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a sex innuendo? Sorry, you look confused. She's talking about his jizz in her. That's it.
His American jizz.
The American way. Because when you do it the American way, there's always jizz. You know why? Because if you can cream it, you can dream it.
I can't believe that's on a coffee mug that a lot of people have.
Someone put it on their baby's onesie.
You can do that.
You can
horrified.
Put a dick pic onesie on your child, and I don't mind. I don't mind.
You know what?
Raise
different
young.
Strokes. Different
Raise
strokes.
Young.
So they're basically, he's like, how was your, he's like, I really want, he's like, she's like, how was your night? And he's like, well, or he's, I'm sorry, she's, he says, how was your night to her? She's like, well, I was upset. You were already sleeping when I got up. My face, whatever. She's like, where were my cuddles?
Well, you washed your face.
I wanted my cuddles.
You washed your face for 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
He was traveling for like 30 hours. And I'm a believer that you don't need to like, I don't think, you don't need to do a Jasmine Gino kiss the first time you've never met someone.
Oh, Gino.
Even though
you're such an animal, Gino. I like the way you kiss. It's so passionate. You take your tongue and you go, like a woodpecker. Like a woodpecker in the wild. Yeah, Gino, you like that, Gino? Do you like it?
But there's a way. Like, if I'm like a wet seal.
A wet seal.
If you're having like a bad hookup experience, you don't know how to like cross the next line. Mm-hmm. I did this a little bit last night. Here's what you do when I invite people over. You're kind of sitting
on their hair on you.
You're kind of sitting on the couch with them, and you're kind of like making goo-goo eyes at them, and you're like your hands back here, and they're looking at you, and they're like, "What do we do?" And you're like, I'm glad you came over. And like I said, then the body does the talking. It's all good. No more words need to be said.
You are as subtle as a garage door.
You know what? It works.
Am I right?
They're like, no.
So I'm going to say, y'all, 10 minutes is not that long to wash your face. I think there's a little bit, I can see both sides of the point, but when she says, but it's been 13 years and I've been waiting, I'm sorry. You think about Megan Fox or whoever you want to fucking think about, or Alina, and you stay awake for 10 minutes for her to wash her face, and you at least come say, baby, I'm so happy to be with you. I'm tired, but let me hold you and go to sleep.
Hashtag,
that was not Southern.
I just don't think he's that into her.
No, he's not into her. He's not into her.
So here's the thing. But there's this weird, like, Danielle, I wanted my sex tonight kind of thing with her. It's an Alina crowd.
I have it. This is what I want my sex tonight.
Danielle, no, Danielle.
I wanted sex. And I'm going to have an
affidavit. You don't respect
me. An affidavit to get you out of my country. That's it, Muhammad.
So he is giving, she kind of grabs him and he's like, it's nice hugging you. I feel so protected.
Then, I did like it when she said, look, I'm not a thirsty ass bitch.
Yes, you are.
And I was like, kind of are.
You've been talking about his strong arms and tallness and all of it.
Because he just says, well, I'm different now that I've slept. And let me hold you like He-Man holds a sword or some shit like that.
I will say, I have a hard time watching them because the way he talks to her and the way she responds because she plays into what he's doing. And she doesn't have to.
Yeah, because he's like tall and he's like her. This is like what happens in Beauty and the Beast when Belle makes bad choices and wants to fuck Gaston.
I wanted to fuck Gaston. That would have been a really short fairy tale. Gaston, Belle, would you marry? Yes, look at you. I'd ride you all night. Look at those arms.
You just ruined it.
I would like, there's also the baker's son's hot too. You'd never know I was fucking him.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. The baguettes.
You know what? People are laughing because they know it's true. It's like my mother said about Les Mis, the movie. It didn't need to be made because, you know, we saw it. He shouldn't have stolen that bread.
Shouldn't have stolen it.
You know, none of this would have happened. He would have just like, you know, it'd been fine. And I'm like, they were starving. He's like, they could have gotten food somewhere. Didn't have to break the law.
Wow. Okay,
and
so.
And then she put her, then she shaved her head. What is that?
So, because she does say, I feel so small and protected. And I was like, oh, did that creep y'all out?
Okay. The whole thing is fucking cringe.
It's cringe.
I will say, people think that Ella and Johnny is cringe, and I agree. This is harder because it's real. It's so real in a right
weird,
there.
It's so real. And also, Ella and Johnny, in a way, are like, they're not on the same page, but they're like in the same book.
Yeah.
These people are on planet Alderaan and
Alderaan nerd.
Yes, exactly.
So let's talk about the gifts. The tumbled stone. She's like, tumbleweeds? Is this like trash?
Oh, I love trash.
It's just like, I know she's trying to be funny, but it's like,
it's like he's doing something for you.
But no, I think
it's the smallest gesture ever. But it like you teach people how to treat you, y'all.
Amen. Say that again.
You
say it again.
Teach people how to treat you. So yes, louder than that. So by her kind of downplaying when he does even the littlest affection, she's telling him, "You're never going to be enough for me."
Yeah,
because she feels like she's not enough. And he's teaching her because he's not doing anything. So he's just making her go crazy in her head.
But in his weird brain, he's like, well, look at this. I love to go hiking. So,
yeah.
And I know you don't walk really well. So. I'm going to put you in this little papoose carrier. And we're going to, like, hike the fuck all over the Ural Mountains. And you're going to be, like, right here.
Right here.
And me and you are just going to be, like, going up and down. And you're going to be, like, facing me, kind of, on my chest. Or maybe you can be on my back. And I'll just, like, kiss it. Kissy faces.
Except for and every time he's like, oh, I'm sorry. When I fart, it's going to smell like whey.
It's going to smell like whey protein.
I'm so sorry. I brought a lot of protein.
Like, did anyone else picture them hiking like I did?
But here's
it was
the
like,
deal.
Doody 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 doody.
And meanwhile, Alina goes, "I think that's cute."
Ah!
No.
Again, she is telling him to treat her.
Ugh.
And
God.
Well, it's a good thing he wants to meet Elijah. Because this is when things get good.
Good.
So, if you'll give me a second, I just need to prepare.
What? We didn't talk about... What the fuck is that? You shouldn't put liquid in that. You should pantomime this. This is not going to go good. You've got to hold the mic, and you're going to drop that all over you. Okay. How's this going to go?
I'm not a judgy beach. That was balletic.
So, he's meeting Elijah for the first time.
Well.
I did write, he sees Elijah and she is having tea. She is.
And y'all, it's not just the sipping out of the tiny cup.
Stop right there. I think it's time for another reality gay theater.
If you could come over here and hold my microphone while I drink my tea, that'd be great.
You know what? Because I love you. And Poodle did a sweet thing yesterday. He got my brother and sister-in-law, and they surprised me for last night's show and came in. It was very sweet. He did
it
with my boyfriend, Kyle.
I have one corner of my heart that's still beating.
They were going to have my father, Papa Markham, but he got in the hospital again. But he's doing okay.
So,
all right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hold on. I got to have my notes. I got to remember this shit. All right. And
this is a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. And action.
Well, well, well.
Wow. Wow.
You. You look stunning. I haven't asked you. How are you? How was your evening? Oh, I'm just stunning. I'm sorry. What do you think I would look like? Perfection, beauty in the bottle are kind of like my favorite shaker. Am I stunning? Do you like me? Do you like how I look? Didn't know you were a man. Wasn't just sure about any of it. So what do you think about our girl, Alina? Is she exactly your dream girl? Is she exactly who you wanted her to be? Are you going to do everything for her? Is that how you want to love her?
I'm sorry, could you say that again? I nodded off. I was a little sleepy.
I want to know.
Well,
is she your dream girl?
Yeah. We're having a connection.
But she say you fall asleep. How do you do that?
I've been doing a lot of circuit training and this new CrossFit, and I'm pretty tired. I just wanted to get my stamina up, you know, for the hikes. Have you seen the backpack?
That is interesting, but it does not apply to me. Therefore, I change subject.
And scene. I can't take this anymore.
Y'all.
You're going to buy a motherfucking teacup now.
That teacup, the poor staff here, I actually said, do you have a teacup?
He went to poor Autumn and said, can I get a teacup? And she went, yeah, okay.
I'm like,
okay.
And don't come back until you find one.
Poor Autumn. We're
I'm
sorry.
An abusive monster.
We're so sorry.
Thing about it is, he's being a complete and utter bitch, and which I feel very privileged to play, done in my life to great acclaim.
I have a question for everybody. Do you think he's being ridiculous, or do you think he's being a good friend?
It's for the camera.
Show
it's for
applause.
The camera.
Applause. Who says good friend? Okay, who says he's being a bitch?
The thing is, I think it's a little bit of both. I think he knows this is his time. He's going to become a TikTok influencer.
Yeah.
And he's already
done.
Did y'all
see him sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Yeah.
He did a lot of light.
My pussy has Wi-Fi. Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling he writes all those songs, y'all. It's indoor dial-up. It is Wi-Fi. I am buffering your pussy.
Your pussy. Okay.
So, I want a whole album from the BFF Club. BFF Club. BFF Band. BFF Band. Yes.
I don't know. Is there a weird part of me that actually thought Caleb went into this with better intentions than Alina? Like, I just feel, and I don't mean like better intentions, but I just feel like Alina wants to be famous. I feel like she wants to be famous, and Caleb just wants to, I don't know, travel.
Here's the thing. She is, I think she does want the followers.
Yes. Does she love
She's
him, or
Twitter
does she
painted.
Love the idea of Gaston? Yeah.
I I love it. I love it. This is just
you're
like
reading
the end.
Us for
kill
filth.
The beast.
Kill the beast.
The mob.
He's not telling to your dad.
Kill the beast. Kill the beast. Kill the beast. So let's talk about this next thing where Elijah says, I
one
see
of you are going to watch Beauty and the Beast with their kid and be like, turn to your husband and say, honey, what a bell just fuck us on.
I'm telling you y'all. About that? That's the real story.
We
that's how
that.
It would have went.
We ruined
because marriage in a town like that is all about with the baker, Belle's father saying you're gonna fucking marry Gaston. It sucked, but that's the way it is.
We need to move on.
All right. No, I'm saying in that time, that's what would have happened.
Is this too real?
I'm sorry.
We got to go back to. Everyone's let's talk like, about Elijah. Yeah, exactly.
So. Elijah says,
he reads him. He's like,
I see the tension between you two.
Yeah,
and Elena's like, unreleased tension.
And I'm like, just finger bang yourself in the bathroom. Do something.
But see, this is what I think. Actually, I think working too a lot with Elijah and Elena, I think it's a lot of codependency.
Yeah.
Because, like, and the reason I think that is because whenever they leave and they're walking out, like, immediately, Elijah's just like, no, you're doing that wrong. That's not how you do this.
Because that's
her.
His identity.
I'm
he
the perfect person to do all this. And he's showing, and Caleb, of course, instead of being like this nice, understanding guy, he's like, bro, you're just carrying it upstairs.
I work out.
That's easy. I work out, dude.
That's my straight guy phase.
I work out. And then Elijah.
I work out.
Elijah got really weird, real and looked at
straight
him and said.
Straight guys do that, right? The straight guys are here. You go,
Yeah, I don't think they do. Whereas Elijah
the
looks
ones
right
I've been with do.
Oh, Jesus. No more drinks for you. And Elijah looks at him and says, I'm a living person.
That's my favorite line.
I'm a living person. Like, he got really real.
That, and when they see the mosque, Caleb goes, hello, mosque.
Hello, mosque. Yeah, he said that. He's like, said, I'm a little, and Caleb, I think, just went, like, he didn't know how to respond. So, yes,
and
they go to the mosque, and Caleb wants to see the second floor.
There's energy in here.
There's energy.
And so Elena's like, I don't really want to go up. Fine. And they're like, I'll just sit here. The stairs are there. So they both go up there.
So, okay, we're a little split on this. Poodle said, I thought it was shitty of him to walk up and leave her.
I thought he just wanted to go sit, and she's like, I don't want to deal with it.
Did y'all think it was shitty or no? What do y'all think? Oh,
I was fine.
They're fighting. They're split. They're split.
I actually just don't care about these two that much because I think they're both so warped.
They're both so warped.
So
now Caleb and Elijah walk up, and they're in the mosque.
I'll let you do Caleb in this right now.
And so Caleb's like, you just walk up here, and it's kind of like when I first got like that Beachbody subscription, you just feel things. You know, you just like, we're opening up some chakras, and it's just like, I'm sorry, it's that way. I'm so sorry, dude, bro. I'm so sorry. But yeah, you just feel things. Elijah, don't you feel the energy? Don't you feel the connection? I didn't know you could bring the tea upstairs. I mean, just wanted to know.
I carry it with me everywhere.
Okay. But do you feel it?
What the fuck are you on?
Y'all, he was mugging like he was on Laugh-In or something.
Okay.
If you remember that show.
Laugh-In is a very old reference. No, like three people know what that show is. That show came out in the 1960s, you dinosaur.
But Goldie Hawn is like...
She is.
Like, he was mugging more than laughing.
Come for Goldie Hawn. She made Kate Hudson, and Kate Hudson made Kate Hudson vodka.
I don't know any other show where they mugged as much. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. That's true.
Someone's like, what's laughing?
What's laughing? So
I never watched it when it was on.
Elijah's like, I can't believe you left her. And Caleb's like, she seems fine waiting, bro. It's fine. She's doing meditation. It's a mosque.
And then
I got the Calm app. LeBron made
this,
it. It's great.
There's this weird conversation where Elena says, you know, It's just that Americans aren't gentlemen. And Elijah said, too, so you wanted him to full-on dick you down the first night, but you really wish he was more of a gentleman to take you up the stairs. It's weird thing.
It's also kind of wanted that in some ways.
Yes, I agree. Yes. And I am a fickle person.
She is fickle, I feel like.
I don't want a gentleman, though. That's the thing.
Can we talk about the dinner?
Yes.
All right. Y'all, they go to dinner. Caleb's like, we've been with this dude all day.
I was incorrect.
This is worse than I did that, like, Iron Mountain, and I had to be with that one guy all day. Or whatever they're called. Mountain climbers.
Iron Man.
Same thing. Wait, they're called Iron Man
like
the comic?
Where have you been?
Wait, they can't do that. Marvel would sue them.
An Iron Man competition.
Well, that's a copy of rights.
I'm sure they share it somehow.
That's not... Tony Stark doesn't
like
that.
Shut up, nerd. So, y'all, did everyone love what Elijah ordered?
I will have Cajun chicken sandwich. I understand I am in Turkey.
Yes.
But it is specialty of house.
I was kind of impressed they had that in Turkey. Like,
imagine what a Cajun chicken sandwich is in Turkey. I'm just like, in what world is it just what you, it just like, and it just rolled off his tongue. I will have the Cajun chicken sandwich.
They ordered drinks, and Caleb immediately is like, fuck this, I need this. And Alina's like, what, no toast for my gentleman? Again, she's teaching him. And so...
This is hard. It was hard for me to watch this part. It was like, who cares? Just hate fuck
Caleb,
already.
The best toast heard around the world. To my best friend and her best friend coming to Turkey.
So, let us talk. About
you your, almost are going to break that glass.
Let us talk about your previous best friends.
What do you mean, bro? Yeah.
Like
I've got a lot
best friends who are girls.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about them.
Tanya,
because you just call her
Tammy,
your best friend.
Carol,
and I want to know if you have other best friends.
I lived with them on Wednesday.
Because I care about her.
Great.
I care about her.
He's a mess.
I can't believe I actually balanced that.
Caleb says I don't keep count. I think that's the only thing he said truthful in this episode. Do you keep count, Poodle, of your friends?
They're all special. Each one has a place in my heart.
Each one has a place in your heart.
So she doesn't – she's afraid to tell him something because he asks her the same thing. And I'm like – if you're going to ask the question, are you not prepared to hear it yourself?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm afraid to tell him that I've been living with my ex until very recently.
Very
my ex
recently.
6 months. And I don't think he's going to have a problem with it.
Either he won't have a problem with it at all, or he'll use it as a problem
to
break up with her.
Oh, you're right.
That he doesn't really want to be with her.
Gross.
He's not into her.
I just went like a Lucy.
You literally
again,
just,
more old TV.
More laugh in.
So he says.
Was it me? Or I wrote down, did Caleb look at Elijah and say, well, it looks like you're done.
Yeah, he's like, looks like you're done here, bro.
Looks like you're done.
Y'all, if your husband or boyfriend looks at you tomorrow and goes,
hey, what you doing? Hey.
And you'll go, I knew it, you made that face.
He's like, looks like you're done. Maybe you should go. Maybe you should. Maybe you should leave. And for once, Elijah puts his tea glass down, and she leaves. But
she leaves like this.
Hold on. It's more fun watching me walk away. I'm not gone yet.
And that's where Simon and I are. We're done. I think we're done with them, right?
Yes.
We're done with them.
Y'all, it is time.
Oh, he will say he does. They feels like the connection's deepening. And there's this quick thing at the end where he, like, Pixar. Oh, someone
that's
got
right.
into that. Oh.
This? Oh. This? Oh. I went like this.
Carl? Carl? Go get my cowgirl. I'm going to get Terry to Wayne right now.
He's like,
He's like, I feel like the connection's deep, and he picks her up, and then he goes, oh, wow, you're so strong.
He kind of, like, throws her on the bed like a sack of potatoes.
And they kind of kiss, like, how would you describe
it? Hey there. Looking really good.
It's not passionate. It kind of looks like the way you eat ass for the first time. Like, you hope you like it, but you're not sure. Until you get there. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't. You know, you're just like.
I did not expect that.
Okay. You want me to do this? Okay, I'm going to do this. The therapist said. Okay.
I'm horrified. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Oh, there you go. You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's
Thank
play a
you
game.
Up there. I appreciate you so much.
Let's play a game. What do you think?
Let's play a game. What do you think? All right. That's the show of that. Okay, where are
That's
my notes?
That's the show. We are going to now play a little game we call Impression Face-Off.
Impression Face-Off.
The tech crew is like, just say the fucking cue. Just please say the motherfucking cue.
All right.
So, all right. Here's how this goes.
Can we bump up the lights real
God
quick?
God damn
again,
it,
please, Olivia. Thank you. Put it on the other way, honey. Put it long way.
Jaybird, don't
you
know, say. God fine. Damn it! It looks sounds anything. Terrible in public.
That's
what my mother would say.
These photos
just
are
sounds bad. Sounds trashy.
These are so fucking photoshopped. It's ridiculous. He made me blow out his photo so much.
You can still see the forehead lines, though, unlike
yeah.
yours.
Uh-huh. Okay, so who, by show of hands, we're going to play a game. Who in here has been reality gayed? You know what we mean by that?
That's when you got caught out by hearing me say, I took so much dick and we're in the Kentucky Derby.
When the podcast plays in public.
Y'all are cute.
And people stares at you like you're filthy. Oh, we got a long... Someone's into Caleb over there. Look at your long hair,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hello, sir.
Wow.
He's like, please don't make me... Oh, wow. she's gifting wow. him. Ooh, we can
yes.
trade like culture. We'll trade like a bushel of corn for him. Perfect. It is the Midwest.
It is the Big West. Okay, so show of hands. Show of hands. Who's been reality gay?
Oh yes.
Anybody? Okay. But you know we're gonna switch sides. You go over okay. there. We're switching. Okay.
You
show of hands,
in the reality
gay
shirt right here in the middle, gray shirt. So, tell me your reality gay story. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. I'm familiar.
Cubicle Warrior. And woo! Shout out to Cubicle Warriors.
Cubicle Warriors! You're not a good employee.
You're not a good employee.
I'm like dick, 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 dick. So he's like, why do I feel turned on?
I'm turned on.
So that's the story about teams.
Love your coat, by the way. That is a gorgeous coat with a clasp. So all right, somebody over here. There's somebody. Anybody? 90 Day Gay. Somebody raised their hand, but they don't want to talk. Right? You don't want to talk. Come on, get up and say you were the first to raise. You were like, oh bitch, it was me.
Oh, perfect.
Is your name Pamela? Is it Pamela?
Pam okay. from HR.
Pam from HR.
And
Wow. Wow.
Hopefully it was the one with me talking about the children, Ryan, the girth train.
All right, I think that's it. Both of you get up here on stage. Come
it's
on.
Both of you. Come on.
Come on.
So.
There you go.
You come over here, Andrea, and so, you'll pick one out of his box, his
Laura.
Filthy box.
Andrea and Laura, you're going to pick something out. Well, I guess I'm killed now. So go ahead and pick a name from the box. Boy, that felt good. Okay, so we're going to do some impressions, and whoever they pick, as long as they're not the ones from last night, we're going to do them. So, yeah, go ahead. Who'd you pick? Oh, we picked that one last night, so you can't do that one. That's one Stephanie Cuckoo.
We
Sorry.
Did Stephanie Cuckoo last night.
Oh. Okay.
This is my box, right?
Yeah, who did you get? I want to see that one first.
Okay, so
Gina or Paul and Mother Paul.
Oh, this is hard.
I think that's the winner. I think that's the winner.
I think it's Paul and Mother Paul.
All right. That's, thank you very much, y'all.
Thank you for Laura and Andrea.
Thank you. I like your shirt, Boomer. There you go, a little Okie in the house. All right.
Oh, God, this takes me back.
All right. Paul and Mother Paul. So,
where are Paul and Mother Paul? Pet store.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it.
Pet store. That's all we need.
It's all
that is all
we need.
I need.
All we need.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
Wow. Okay.
And action.
Action.
Mother friend.
Paul, I brought you here.
I'm here.
I'm here on lunch break, Paul. I gotta go back to work.
I brought
Paul.
You here with me
yeah.
because I got a lot of have a lot of snakes. I got a lot of masks
Paul.
For the new snake I got.
Paul, you can't.
I got two big dogs snakes. And don't really no. how to do, don't really know what to do, friend.
Paul, your last so, snake ate the neighbor's gerbil. We talked about this, Paul.
But no, listen.
Your,
the big
your
deal
father
is,
got pissed, Paul.
The big deal is.
It's gonna be hot in here. God damn it, Paul. I'm hot.
They're having a special. They're having a special.
Yes.
And I could, if I buy five mice, it's five for five. It's five for five.
Paul.
Five mice for $5.
Paul.
Five for five. That's five mice to feed to my boa constrictor, who I really love.
Paul, what in the name
His
of...
His name is Sir Snooty.
Sir Snooty.
And you know what? I love him almost as much as you, and almost as much as love Karini. And,
Paul, that's sweet that you love me. What in the name of Jesus in Cold Mountain do you want another snake for? You know you killed four, Paul.
Well, you know, mother friend... I really do think
Paul,
that...
Paul, the neighbors are talking about you. Please,
well,
Paul, I just need you to get a job.
Friend,
How are we going to pay for the pets?
You really upset me, and it makes me want to set fire to... I might set fire to this pet store right here. So,
Paul, you can't set fire...
Makes me real nervous. Makes me real nervous.
Paul, don't be like your Uncle Johnny. Don't be like your Uncle Johnny, Paul. You know what
mother
happened
friend,
to him.
Mother friend, please. I don't want to... I just want you to... Why don't we go someplace, have some nice lunch... I get my mice, and I get. We go to get for some.
Paul, I just want some iced tea. Can I just get an iced tea, and I'll buy
you
the damn
get your goddamn
it's
iced
hot
tea.
In here.
And you know, wipe your bangs.
Paul, don't
away.
Talk about my bangs. I know. I told you we not
gotta,
to talk about
we gotta
them.
We got to get you back work in the pencil factory by noon. I know. Mother friend, I just got to ask you one more question.
Paul, if I yes,
was I a hard boy to raise?
Jesus, help me.
And see. Good suggestion. Y'all, that was our impression face. What's next? Oh, okay.
I was like, what is next?
What's next is that's the show, everybody.
That's the show.
That's it. Thank you for coming out. We have a couple of thank yous. Where do we put those thank yous? Where do we put them?
Oh,
we thanked
God.
Everybody in the first. Oh, God, did
you
we not bring.
Down.
Oh, I put them here. Here they are.
Yay.
Here they are. Here, grab that paper. Grab okay. that bitch. All right. Y'all, first of all, we want to thank Lincoln Hall for having us. They've been so great.
Yes.
We hopefully plan on coming back here many, many, many times in Chicago.
We love this
In
theater.
June. Maybe in May or June. That might be better. Yes. That's
And we thank our staff here for Brad, Rachel, Frank,
Autumn.
And Olivia, Autumn,
yep.
Gary, back here. And everybody here has been wonderful. Sarah and our whole team at ACAST are reps.
We love
our
ACAST.
Our Sissy Squad. Mods and our
Sissy Squad
who are here
tonight. Y'all, we have fun in there. It's a beautiful place.
Our Sissy team, Christina, Caitlin, and Patrick.
Yes.
And the show is dedicated to you guys.
It really is.
We would not be here without you.
It's true. I was sitting up at intermission, and I was having some tea. I was teabagging my tea, actually. But I was sitting there, I went, holy shit, this is our life now because of y'all and your support. And it really is a dream that Poodle and I have imagined.
I was just sitting in an apartment with a lot of fire trucks going by.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
We had, in Los Angeles, we had a firefighter come through. But we didn't know it worked in
Chicago because someone fucked the talent.
It was an actual firefighter because that's all you got here. But the thing is, you guys have changed our lives. We're honored to be able to make you laugh or make you cry or just to really challenge your own thinking or for you guys to contact us and say, hey, what you said, I don't know if that's not all that. I don't know if you completely know about this. Let me tell you a little bit more. And we're fine with that.
You read us for
what we don't like is when you fucking troll me. Then I'm going to read you. One thing we want to leave you guys with is we hope that you guys have been able to forget your troubles for one night.
Yes.
And we know things are kind of shitty now, and to say the least. But things will be different in 6 months. Things will be different in 3 months. Things will be different in a year. And we'll be able to look back and say we appreciate this and we're happy where we are now. And I really encourage you.
You're not alone in this.
Stay hopeful. Emily Dickinson says, love is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul. And we have that. That's what you always have. And stay hopeful. Find your happy. Find a little happy each day. Find something that makes you want to get up. There's got to be something. And keep the fuck going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We're free of you at last.
Howdy, gay times. Cloudy, gray times. You are now a thing of the past.
Forget your troubles.
Happy
come on,
days.
Get happy.
It's all here again.
We're gonna chase all
the skies
our cares
above
away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's sing
get
a song
happy.
Of cheer again.
We're heading for
happy days
again.
Are here again.
The sun is shining.
All
come on,
together,
get happy.
Shouting now.
The Lord is waiting.
There's
to take
no one who
your hand.
Can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come
let's
on,
sing a song about it now.
We're going to
happy
the
days are here again.
Land. We're headed across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on. From now on.
Forget your troubles.
Happy
come on,
days
get happy.
Are here again.
We're gonna chase all
skies
your
skies above
away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come happy days,
happy days,
happy nights,
happy nights,
happy days,
ah, here,
ah,
again.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chicago.
Thank you, Chicago.
We love you. You have a best night.
We love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.